You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The Affordable Care Act was designed to give more Americans the financial security of health insurance. Well, we've had a pretty clear understanding. People who gained health insurance through the ACA have seen their physical health improve. How about financial health? Well, that's the question that University of Michigan researcher Sarah Miller sought to answer. She joined with a team of social scientists from the University of Chicago, Northwestern University, and the Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago. And together, they dug into the central question, have people who have health insurance thanks to the ACA seen their finances improve? Sarah Miller is the Sanford R. Robertson Assistant Professor of Business Administration at the Ross School of Business. So good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
So let's start with that core question. Did health insurance improve people's financial health?
Yes, I think at this point, there's really clear evidence that one of the main purposes and main outcomes of gaining health insurance coverage is to improve financial outcomes. As an economist, we tend to think of insurance as a financial product fundamentally. So, of course, there could be also great health benefits or benefits to other aspects of your life. But a lot of times we think of insurance as fundamentally a financial product. What we've done in this study, and other researchers have confirmed this in other studies as well, is look at people who were experiencing benefits from the Affordable Care Act and compare them to those who didn't receive those benefits. Most of our variation from this is coming from the Affordable Care Act's Medicaid expansions, which are optional for states. Some states decided to take these expansions up. And
such
states,
as Michigan.
Such as Michigan. Yeah. And some states did not. And so it creates a very natural comparison group for us to explore this question.
By what financial markers did you see improvement? How do we know that finances are better?
So we were working with a team that included researchers from the Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago. And they have access to really great data on financial outcomes. What they have essentially is a 5% random sample of everyone in the United States, so millions and millions of people's credit records, like the report that you would have at TransUnion or Experian. These actually are coming from Equifax. And these are de-identified records, so we don't see any identifying information. But what we do observe is basically everything that is on a person's credit report. So we can see things like paying your bills on time, overdrawing your credit card, having your debt sent to a third-party debt collector, and even really extreme things like going into bankruptcy or having other serious problems that would appear in the court system. So our first study looked at the whole nation and essentially compared states that expanded Medicaid eligibility through the ACA and states that did not. And what we found was particularly when it came to unpaid debts, there were reductions in the states that expanded the Medicaid or that implemented the Medicaid expansion through the Affordable Care Act relative to states that didn't. So that really seemed like an important finding for us that there were, you know, just being able to pay your bills on time seemed to be improved by gaining Medicaid eligibility.
Why are the financial effects of having health insurance so far reaching? Because this really is going right through people's lives.
I think that's a great question. I think it's kind of a combination of a few different things. First of all, one thing you should keep in mind when you think about the financial effects of Medicaid is that the people that are benefiting from this program tend to be very disadvantaged to begin with. So in our follow-up study, looking specifically at people who enrolled in Medicaid in Michigan, I was really struck by sort of the high levels of financial distress people were experiencing before they got Medicaid. So average income upon enrollment in Medicaid in Michigan is about 39% of the federal poverty level. So for an individual, that's about $4,400 a year. Or a family of three, that's about $7,500 a year. So they're starting out from a very disadvantaged position in terms of their labor market earnings. And then when you look at what's showing up on their credit report, they're also very disadvantaged financially. On average, they have about $2,000 in unpaid bills on their credit report. Now think about this. If you're someone making $4,400 a year and you have $2,000 of unpaid bills, about 1,000 of that are medical bills. So when you think about just how expensive medical care is and sort of the many interrelationships between being low income, having perhaps a chronic illness or having another kind of illness, and then trying to cover these bills, you can see how it could really quickly get out of control.
I think there's been a lot of focus when we think of the effects of the Affordable Care Act on, fewer emergency room visits, people are overall physically healthier. But you're like saying, but look at the impact. People are healthy enough to go to work. people are not getting done for unpaid medical bills, on and on and on. So that financial health is really, I think it's probably not had the attention paid to it.
I totally agree. And I mean, I think all of these things are connected. So I think your ability to afford your health care can improve your health. It can improve your finances. If you have better finances, you might be less stressed out. That could feed back into your physical health as well. And I think the other thing to remember is that every unpaid medical bill is not just a stress for the consumer, but that's revenue for the hospital as well. So there are economic impacts that extend beyond just the consumer's well-being. The flip side of that is that hospitals are getting more revenue.
And you, I was struck by the fact you found the positive effects of enrolling grow over time. So this is, you know, we haven't seen the end of the benefits. And you also say on the flip side, the people who do not have it, you see those negative effects deepen.
That's right. There was an interesting study that looked at Tennessee, which is it had kind of a unique situation in the mid-2000s where they were actually kicking people off of Medicaid instead of enrolling people on Medicaid, which is what we had in Michigan. And people and the researchers that studied that, who are at UVA and the Federal Reserve as well, found that when people got kicked off, you saw the flip side. As you can imagine, that unpaid bills went up, that financial distress went up, that more financial problems occurred. So I think you're absolutely right that it's kind of a two-way street. As you sort of allow more people to enroll, you get these benefits. But then when you kick people off, either because you restrict eligibility or maybe you implement new work requirements or other sort of restrictions in the program, then you're going to see things reverse.
In fact, that you just actually teed up the question I wanted to get your thoughts on. We're seeing, you know, the state trying to implement work requirements on Medicaid recipients. How do you think those will affect the Healthy Michigan people that you studied?
My guess would be that what we'll see essentially is the benefits that we saw when they enrolled will go in the other direction. So when we were seeing in Michigan specifically, we saw decreased bankruptcies, we saw decreased overdrawing your credit card, decreased unpaid bills. When people enrolled, my guess would be that when they are kicked off because of work requirements, these will just go in the other direction. People that get kicked off will experience more delinquencies and more bankruptcies.
And then opening the lens more widely, of course, we've seen one attempt after another from the GOP and the Trump administration to do away with the Affordable Care Act. If that should happen, clearly you expect negative financial impact. And is there anything that could keep that from being? Have you heard any alternate plan that would keep that from being the case?
That's a good question. There was a recent report from the Census Bureau that found sort of for the first time since the Affordable Care Act that the uninsurance rate in the U.S. actually has gone up in the last year. All previous years, it had been going down. So I think there is some evidence of some erosion of some of the gains that we've seen through the Affordable Care Act. Now, it went up by, I believe, 0.8%. So we're not talking about a massive spike. But it does seem that some of the efforts of the Trump administration to
curtail. Yeah, they've shortened the enrollment period.
Exactly. They've decreased marketing. They've decreased funding that are going to facilitators that help people enroll, that has had a negative impact on people's ability to enroll. Now, on the flip side, many states expanded Medicaid eligibility under Trump that refused to do so under Obama. So there are forces that are working in both directions. And I do think, you know, in a way, perhaps almost ironically, the fact that there's no longer Obama in the White House, which has sort of been was a political stopping point for a lot of Republican governors, has maybe given them more flexibility to take up these expansions, especially when they see, and I think this was a very compelling argument in Michigan, that there are a lot of economic benefits of doing so. And it's not just about alleviating poverty. It's about helping hospitals stay open, increasing hospital revenue, and the sort of employment and workforce effects of that. It really is a winning proposition for a lot of states. There was an analysis that was done about Michigan's expansion around the time that it occurred that found that actually a lot of the services that are going to be covered by Medicaid were already being paid for by the state in one way or another, so that the state budget actually came out ahead when these services began to be covered by Medicaid. They had different mental health programs. The state was just paying for health care for people exiting correctional facilities that the state was paying for. And that all got largely covered by the federal government when they adopted the expansion. So the idea that states can't afford to expand It doesn't hold a lot of water. At least it didn't here in Michigan. And so I think that that was the right choice.
University of Michigan researcher Sarah Miller. She was part of a team of social scientists who explored the ways that health insurance improves financial health. The research is being published in the Journal of Public Economics. Thank you so much for sharing your work with us.
My pleasure.